The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Of all the major players in the Gospels, I think Joseph is the most mysterious. We know almost nothing about him. He never speaks. This Sunday and next Sunday are the only two times when he plays even a remote starring role in the Gospel passage. That's two Sundays out of 3 years worth of Sundays. And even in those two Sundays, he's sleeping half the time. It's mysterious. I am really curious. I would really like to know what Joseph was like. What I'd really like to know is what the relationship between Joseph and Jesus was like. How did that play out as Jesus was growing up? Was it a rather normal relationship? Did they do all the typical things? Did Jesus and Joseph play catch in the backyard? Did Joseph teach Jesus how to drive? Did Joseph sit Jesus down and give him the same talk that my father gave me when I was 13? "Now, son, between now and the time that you're 18, I'm going to become the dumbest man alive." Well, it happened to my father, happened to his father, it'll happen to me. And then I also wonder, was Joseph as prophetic as my father was? Did he too become the dumbest man alive? I really am curious about Joseph. But if he was anything like a typical Jewish father, he fulfilled three responsibilities, the three responsibilities that all Jewish fathers were expected to take on. The first is to provide for the family, keep them safe. Well, he found a place for Mary to give birth. When things got hot, stressful, took the family into Egypt to be safe, brought them back when everything was all right. We hear in the Gospels that Jesus grew in wisdom. So he did provide for them. Second role is to teach the son a trade, a skill, a craft. Now, we don't hear a whole lot in the Gospels, but Jesus was known as the carpenter's son. So there is that connection. And finally, it was the father's role to teach the faith, to pass on the faith to the children. And this was more than just teaching the Torah and the prophets, but leading by example, showing what it is to be connected to God, how to listen, how to respond, passing on the knowledge that no matter how bleak things become, God is there every step of the way. What can we say about Joseph? That he was a man of faith. That he listened to God. He responded to God. And I think faith was the greatest gift that he passed on to Jesus. Faith, trust in God, faith that sustained him, faith that helped him fulfill his role as the Christ. That's also Joseph's gift to all of us. Faith, trust, faith to sustain us and to help us fulfill our role as disciples of the Christ.